Welcome to Maseches Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 2, Mishnah 5. Says the Mishnah, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Shah Rabbi Shmuel is Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua, Kishayu Malchin Bederech, while they were walking. Am Aloy, Rabbi Shmuel said to Rabbi Yeshua, Mipnei Ma Osru, why did the Chachamim prohibit Givinois Hagoyim to eat cheese produced by a non-Jewish person? L'chayra, one shouldn't be concerned that they use the milk of a non-kosher animal because you can only make cheese from a kosher animal. You can't make cheese from horse milk, for example. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua said back to Rabbi Shmuel, "Nei shama amida noisa b'keivah shel neveya," because the way that they have the cream, the whey, whatever it is, curdle, is that they put it in a keivah shel neveya. The maw, they use, you know, some of the gastric juices of a neveya, of an animal that died without shechita, and therefore the halacha is it's aser. Amalei Rabbi Shmuel said back to Rabbi Yeshua, "Amalei keivah shel oila." But when it comes to the maw of an oila, carbon oila, we know that carbon oila is prohibited. You're not allowed to derive any benefit from it. Nevertheless, chamura mikevas and chamura mikevas nevela, that's definitely more strict than the keva, than the maw of a nevela of just a dead animal. An oila is asar in hana. There's meila. V'amu, nevertheless, the chacham said, kain shadato yafa, a kain who has a certain steely composition, he's not easily nauseated by strange things. Sarfa, he can eat it raw. Chaya, while it's raw, and he can, you know, chew on it. He can use some of that keva, so it's no problem. So you see that that's permissible. So if so, what's the difference between that and the keva shel nevela, the maw of a nevela of an animal that wasn't shechted? The Mishnah kind of breaks this up and says, v'loy ha'dulay. Nevertheless, the Chachamim disagreed with Rabbi Shmuel. They didn't admit him to permit chalav that was in the keva of an oila. Aval Amrub, however, they said, ain nanin. It's prohibited initially to derive benefit from this because it's a carbon. But if one does that, they don't violate the normal prohibition of deriving hana, deriving benefit from a carbon oil, from kachim, from carbonus, because it's not really considered like something that's edible. Chazar, Amalei, Rabbi Shua said to Rabbi Shmuel, he gave him a different reason, and he said to him, the reason it's aser is because the way they make it is by using the egel, a calf of avodah zarah, and that's aser even though it's perhaps not considered something that's edible, because the Torah says by avodah zarah, it says make sure you don't derive anything from something that's disgusting like an avodah zarah. Amalei Rabbi Shmuel said to Rabbi Yeshua, "Mkein, if so, if it's because of avodah zarah, lama lo yasru abana? So why didn't the Chacham say that the cheese of a guy is aser b'nana?" He see lo davar acher. Rabbi Yeshua kind of distracted him and tried to take him to a different topic. Amalei Rabbi Shmuel said, "Yishmael achi, Yishmael my brother, heichato kari. How do you read this pasuk in Shiar Shim? Ki toivim doidecha miyoyin, because your friendship is better than wine. Do you say that the word doidecha is b'lashon zachar?" In the masculine, or do you read it in the feminine, doidayich? Amaloi, Rabbi Shmuel said, ki toivim doidayich. The way that I read it is in Lashon Nekeva. What was the dialogue over here? Rabbi Shua asked, if you read it in Lashon Zachar, which would mean to say that Klal Yisrael is saying it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or do you read it in Lashon Nekeva in the feminine, and if so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying it to Klal Yisrael? So Rabbi Shmuel answered and said, no, that we read it, ki toivim doidayich b'lashon nekeva in the feminine, and if so, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was talking to Klal Yisrael, and he's saying Yishakeni minishikas piu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has such a deep love for Klal Yisrael. Amalei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yeshua said, "Ein hadavar kein." No, that's not how you pronounce it. You pronounce it doidecha lashon zachar shari chaveira, because the pasuk afterwards melamed alav shows us, it proves that you read it b'lashon zachar, because the pasuk says l'reach shimonecha toivim. The Torah says to the fragrance of your good oils, Shemanecha is Lashon Zachar, is if so, the same way that the Pasuk afterwards is Lashon Zachar, is in the masculine, Klal Yisrael is saying it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to the previous Pasuk. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful, amazing pre-Pesach upcoming week.